The Southern California Linux Expo proudly presents Cecil Watson.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cecil Watson, and this morning we're going to go over remastering NOPix. I've been remastering NOPix for almost 2 years now. My most famous remaster is NotMyth, which is NOPix remastered and optimized for Myth TV. That wasn't my first remaster, though. My first remaster was one I did for work a couple years ago. They started switching the laptops that we used at work from Windows 98 to Windows 2000. But of course, I had a Linux partition and had everything I need to do working. One of the utilities we used was a DOS utility, and that connect to a Sony camera using a serial cable to talk to the camera, make some changes, so forth. Well, 2000 did not allow that to happen. Wouldn't whatsoever. The engineers back at corporate took a look at it. The IT folks took a look at it. And I was, you know what? Screw this. So sat down over a course of a couple of days, looked at the NOPix website. And they have some great tutorials and links on there on remastering. So a couple of days later, I had a remaster working. Boots up right off the CD. Had them using the DOS simulator and everything they needed to do to connect to the camera and continue working. Okay, if I'd ask everyone to look at their handout, and I'm just going to go over this, go over the course with the handout. For those that don't know, NOPix is a live Linux CD, and basically what that means is boot up off the CD, you're running Linux live, just like you would be if you would install it on the hard drive. It's a little slower because it's running off the CD, you know, depending on how much memory you have, how fast your processor is, and so forth. So why would one want to remaster? One, you could personalize the distribution to certain hardware, add, remove, update software. In the case with work, I, you know, remastered to fulfill a need that no one back at corporate or engineering could fulfill. And of course, it's open source, we can. I have a couple examples of various remasters on there. And if you go to the NOPix.net, the wiki, they have a list of a whole bunch of remasters. So you don't necessarily have to, you know, start from NOPix itself. If there's a remaster there that, you know, is close to what you need, you can just take that and remaster it. Okay. How to remaster? Basically, I think of remastering as three stages: getting the image to the hard drive, true rooting to that image, making your changes, then rebuilding the ISO. You can remaster running off the CD, but I recommend installing it onto the hard drive and remastering that way. It'll save you some time because, again, running off the CD is slower. And if you want to do things like change the kernel, so forth, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it running off the CD. What I'll do is go over the installation procedure real quickly. We're not actually going to do it because of time constraints. Just going over it so everyone sees it. If we click on our happy little penguin down there, just open a root shell. NOPix installer. I don't have this part necessarily in the handout because it's fairly simple, and I think, you know, you just want to get to the meat and potatoes of actually doing the remaster. Depending if the partition table is recognized on your hard drive, once this pops up, you might only see two options, which would be partition or quit. So if the system sees the hard drive okay, you'll have all six options: configure installation, start installation, partition, load config, save config, quit, etc. We're interested in creating three partitions. Of course, you could create more if you want, but I'd recommend creating a root partition. And this is QT parted. And it's fairly simple, point and click. The size of the root partition I'd recommend is, let me see exactly what I have written down here, 3 gigs to install NotPixon. You could make that bigger if you choose. A swap, I recommend a 1 gig swap. And before you actually do the install, make the swap and turn the swap on. Then the last partition would be where you're actually going to build the remaster on. I'm not going to go through and show the process of installing because we're under time constraints. And getting the image onto the drive. Okay, let's just say we've installed NotPix onto the hard drive. The next thing to do would be to get the image that we'll true it into to make the changes onto the hard drive. So in my scenario here, we're using HDA3, that partition. You're welcome. If you have any questions at any time, if you don't understand anything, or if you want me to cover something in more detail, please feel free to ask. Okay, we've installed NotPix. We're going to mount the partition that we're going to work on. And basically what we're going to do is copy the CD onto the hard drive. And I have the steps there. You'd make source NotPix. Klaus has made the scripts that he used for the remastering available, and I have that listed there in step 5, using the wget to get the build scripts. Building by hand isn't fun, and sometimes you'll end up with a coaster. Using the build scripts, it'll clean things up and so forth. Okay, we've installed, we've copied the Kloop image over, and what we're just going to do is go ahead and shut down, actually reboot the system. This is going to take a moment with no network connection. Sure.
On remastering, is there any like rules or regulations saying that, hey, I've remastered this CD, this is 15-5 million, do you have to post that to the internet or let anybody know what you've done?
No. That would be, if it's, you know, something that you think others would be of use to others, that would be, you know, ideal. On page 2, I have the list of sites, or not the list of sites, but rather a complete list of remasters, Nopix.net, Wiki, Nopix customizations. That would be, you know, an ideal place to post what you've done.
But how far can you go on your changes without, you know, impacting your GPL?
And not being a lawyer, I can't really answer that to, you know, probably any satisfaction. Mad Dog, you got any thoughts on that?
I've always been found a good rule for the GPL is if you're going to be distributing the binaries to anybody, you should make them have the sources or the changes also. If you don't redistribute the binaries, that's okay. So if you're inside of a company, you're remastering this for your company's benefit, then as long as that stays inside of your company, the binaries stay inside of your company, you don't have to make the sources available. But if you distribute those sources outside of the company, then there's people who have the rights to change that code just the way you do. And that's basically the way for it. Everybody should have the same rights as you have. Not so just distributing binaries.
Thank you.
Also, if you're basically pulling from the Debian 34 production, no sort of open available for the new project. If you're just remastering some different items on the distribution, how do you recommend what you need to pull from the
Being a live CD, Nopix is also handy for rescues, like in this case. The hard drive in here is 3.7. This is the same keyboard I installed it on and the same mouse I installed it on yesterday, but I took it home yesterday to work on it with a different keyboard and mouse, and I had to make some changes so it's not seeing the keyboard or mouse. I'll show you a handy dandy little trick here in a moment. As you can see, it's auto-configuring your devices. One of the things it'll do is set up the FX86-4 for us. So if you ever want to take your system and attach it to say something else and the resolution is different, when you boot up, you could actually specify the resolution, but once the system boots up, you could mount the hard drive and copy the configuration file onto the hard drive and then just reboot the system. Yes. You see where I have specified the mount, dev HDA1, mount HDA1. Make sure you have the mount HDA1 in there. So to quickly recap for those that have joined us late while we have a moment here, I look at the remastering of Knopix as three stages: copying the Kaloop image onto the hard drive. We're going to cheroot to that image. We're going to make our changes. Then we're going to rebuild the ISO. I recommend installing Knopix onto the hard drive instead of remastering, running live off the CD. So what we're simulating here is we've remastered, we've copied the Kaloop image over. Now we're rebooting off the hard drive, and we're going to cheroot, make our changes. Knopix is Debian. Depending on who you ask, you know, they'll argue and say, no, it isn't, but, you know. Yes? HDA1 would be the root. I recommend three partitions. A root partition where you'll install Knopix on, a swap, make a 1 gig swap, and then a root, or excuse me, not a root, but another partition where you're going to do the work on. That's where you're going to copy the Kaloop image over to. And 5 gigs for that should be sufficient. Right. Yes. Yes, it's booting off the hard drive.
And the basis for your recommendation is what department?
Personal experience. Yes. I did a lot of head banging. So we've rebooted, the system has come up, we're now running off the hard drive. We're going to switch to root. We're going to mount the drive, and we're going to change root. We're now in our working area. This is where we make all our changes, where we remove, add, what have you.
Now, to prepare, all you did was copy or install.
Did you get a copy? Okay. To prepare this point, I first did the install. It installs it onto the hard drive. Then I copied the Kaloop image onto the third partition that I created. Does that answer your question? Okay, so everything we do in here now will affect our remaster. Of course, one of the first things that we're going to do is an apt-get update. So that way we get the newest packages that are out there. We don't have a network connection, so I can't do an apt-get update. If there's a particular repository that you want to use, you'll want to edit the sources.list first before doing an apt-get update. If there's a particular package that you're looking for, let's say MPlayer, you know, you could go to their website, see if they have a Debian build, or you know, do a Google. That would be, you know, the way to find that where the repository is. Well, They aren't DPKG files, they're .debdeb.
Okay.
You know, DPKG would be the utility you'd use to install or remove, or one of the utilities you could use to install or remove. So we just go ahead and add our new source on here. Right quit. App get update. It goes out, refreshes everything. Install what we want to, take out what we don't. Since we don't actually have a network connection in here, what I'm going to do is, I prepared this last night, and I'll throw it into that. I made changes to this, and I'll just show you guys. One of the tools I find useful is Synaptic. Synaptic is a front end for DPKG. And I usually install that to manage removing package, adding packages. If I know what I need to get real quick, I'll just, you know, do it app get, remove, app get, install, what have you. If you'd move to page 4, working with X, you can actually start another X session right next to the one we have here. But in order to do that, we need a FX86 configuration file in the truth that we're working in. So I'm going to go ahead and copy that over to the truth. Very important. After we're done working with X in the truth, we need to remove this file. If we do not remove this file, what's going to happen is when we go to test the CD on your system, it may work fine because it, you know, has the same graphic card, same keyboard, mouse setup, or whatever. But if you go to another system that has a different graphic card, different keyboard, USB versus PS2, it's not going to work. So once you're done working with X, remove the configuration file in the truth. Excuse me for... If everyone would switch back to page 3 for a moment. After I chroot to the partition that I'm going to work in, very important, depending on what you're doing, you need to mount proc in the chroot. If you're just going to go in and do something quick that isn't necessarily going to interact with, you don't need hardware information, so forth and so on, you don't necessarily need to mount proc, but very important, mount proc. And here is our other X session starting. And I could switch back and forth between the two using Control-Alt-F7. This is my live desktop, if you will. And Control-Alt-F8. And here is KD booting up in the Trout environment. I can go in here, make changes. Here's where I installed Synaptic, and you can see it reflect in the menu system. And here we have all installed packages. You can take a look at them by size. Can do a search for name. When you're removing a package, you can just click on the green button right there. And I would recommend doing a mark for complete removal. That way it removes any configuration files that might leave behind. What to remove? Depending on what you're attempting to build in your remaster, you know, that would dictate what it is you need to remove. Since that Trout environment is untouched, I'll show you things in there that you could remove. And you see this right here? I have enough memory, but I didn't mount proc. That's why I got this error. Thank you. Yeah. Lack of sleep. Where is it at? Yes. Sure. All that. There it is. Definitely lack of sleep. If you know you're going to rebuild for newer systems that don't necessarily need X3 3.3, you can go ahead and remove that X server common, and it'll remove that and any other 3.3 modules. Most systems out there today you're going to encounter are going to run fine with 4.x. In this case, 4.3 will run fine. If you don't necessarily need OpenOffice, that's a big package. You could remove OpenOffice. If you're not building for an international audience, you could remove locals. There's various KDE packages. Okay. there are various KDE packages that deal with internationalizations that you can remove. Once you're done using X, don't actually log out of X itself, or it'll actually log you out here, period. Just go back and do a control C. The changes you made will be saved, even if, you know, like you make changes to KDE, for instance. A couple of advanced tips. If you want to change the boot image, that logo.16 right there, that is the image that comes up when the system pops up. You can use GIMP to create an image, and that's a 640 by 400 image, 16 colors. And there's various utilities you can use to convert that to the proper format. And I have those listed under advanced tips. The window manager, if you wanted to use a different window manager, you could remove KDE, Fluxbox that's installed, it's light. And you can just specify that by creating a file under etc sysconfig desktop, then desktops equal whatever. If you want to remaster and put in GNOME, you can do that. One of the things that I banged my head on the wall over a couple days was the kernel. I wanted to change the kernel to add my own. And this is another reason why I recommend installing onto the hard drive. You'll want to get your kernel sources, whatever patches you might have, build that outside of the tree root, install that kernel, reboot the system, and come up running that kernel. Because if you go into the tree root and you want to, say, add a kernel module, you want to compile it in the tree root or whatever, if you're running a different kernel outside of tree root than inside, it's going to install it in the wrong place, or it's just going to tell you, you know, eh. There's various command line switches you could use, like for depmod and so forth, to get it to look at where you have your kernel modules or tell it to where to install it. I tried all those. They wouldn't work. So the best thing is just build your kernel outside of tree root, install the kernel, reboot the system, come up with that kernel. You know, then you could copy your Debian packages into the tree root and then just install them. Okay, once we have the kernel installed, we actually need to copy it to our current partition right here. As you can see in the tree root, it's under Nopix build master boot ISO. This Linux 2.4, that's the 2.4 kernel that's in here. And the Linux 2.6, that's the 2.6 kernel that's in there. So you'd want to overwrite those. So you just do a CP boot, what have you. In addition to replacing the kernel, we need to replace the kernel modules. And to do that, we're going to need to gunzip the miniroot. And that would either be the miniroot 24 or the miniroot 26, depending on which kernel it is you're replacing. So we've gunzipped it. Now we need to mount it because it's a file image. make a directory that we're going to mount it to. And it's an ext2. And that's the contents of the miniroot that's actually mounted when the system is booting up. And what we're interested in is modules. Kloop, that is the module for the compressed image. So you need Kloop. At a minimum, you need to recompile Kloop for your new kernel. At a minimum, you need to recompile Kloop for your new kernel. So we just replace this to wherever it is the path is. Very important, if you're recompiling 2.6, of course the kernel extensions now are .ko, change it to kloop.o. These are the modules that are loaded or looked for on boot. These also need to be replaced. Again, if you're recompiling 2.6, change the KO to the .O. So for instance, the bus logic, I copy it over. And yes, you'd want to override it. Any questions? Okay, we've done making our changes. We want to go ahead and make the image and test the image, make sure everything works. You know, if need be, go back in there, make more changes, what have you. Want to unmount that mini root. And we want to gzip that back, the mini root file back up. If you don't zip it back up and you go to test your ISO, it's not going to work. It won't be able to find the image. Okay, we're ready to build the ISO now. Right here, NOPX-3.4.mkcompress. That's the utility that Klaus uses to make the image. When you download it, there's a line in there that you're going to have to change, and I have the little snippet of Perl here that you can use to change the line. If you don't change the line, what it's going to try to do is remount the partition read-only, and it won't be able to. So basically, you're just commenting that line out and telling it not to try and remount the partition. We'll go ahead and execute the script and give it the path to where we want to put the ISO, and it's going to call it master.iso in this case. And it's going to ask us a couple questions here. Because the script won't work in that case, because you're running it from within the cheroot. You can't mount it read-only because it has to write in there. The errors, you can see it's fine. You can just ignore them. If you wanted to change the Nopix version, you can go ahead and change it. Just yes, and type in what you want to type in. Update boot files, no. Create Nopix compressed file system, yes. Clean sweep, yes. Depending on the size of your remaster, this can take a while. Okay, it's gone through, it's done its thing. And if I could get everyone to switch to the last page, where it says the script will do its job. And that's the lengthiest part of running the script, is because it has to rebuild that ISO image. You'll get a couple questions after that's done. And you should see recreate Nopix-DE ISO. And you'll want to enter yes to that. Whether or not you're building, it's not going to be a German language version. It's going to be whatever version you specified in there. We'll answer yes. Recreate Nopix-EN ISO, no. And then we could burn German CD version. I have in there no under the advanced tip. I have how you could, if you have a burner in your system, how you could set up the script to actually burn the ISO for you. Any questions? Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. MK what? Yes. Okay. So we've gone. We've made the ISO, and there it is, master.iso. We're going to unmount proc, exit. And we can restart the computer using the CD. If anyone has any questions, I'll be at the NotMyth booth, booth 8, all day, so just feel free to swing by. The ISO that I had prepared on HDA4 I removed some of the KDE items. I removed OpenOffice, added the Synaptic, which we saw, and added MPlayer. So what we're going to do, we're going to specify a booth path, and it'll actually boot up off that ISO. And where you see accessing NOPIC CD-ROM at, it's actually, at this point, booting off the ISO image that we created. And here we are in the remaster. As you can see, Synaptic is there. Yes, the actual ISO image on the CD itself is compressed. The CD actually contains about 1.7 gigs uncompressed. So it needs to be compressed, you know, for everything to fit onto the CD. Yeah, building the ISO, it's compressed using the CLOOP module, the closed loop, compressed loop rather. I'm sorry, say again?
On DVD?
Ah, yes. The question was, could it be remastered for a DVD? Yes, you can remaster it, you know, throw a whole bunch of stuff on in there and build a DVD. There are lots of players out there. My favorite happens to be MPlayer. And this remaster contains MPlayer and a little video file.
Why did you name that damn smoking?
That was
Ha, ha, ha.
And that is how we remaster NOPX. Yes? You don't necessarily have to burn a CD until you're ready. You could use that line to actually, it'll actually mount that image, because right now it's running off that image, off the changes I made. Okay. In order to boot off the CD and specify the boot path, you know, the path, you have to have the same kernel that you're going to be booting off of, that the image on the hard drive is going to be. So if you're remastering and you're changing the kernel, the first time you want to test it, you're going to have to build a CD. Confuse anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. When I booted up off the CD, I gave it that line, you know, to boot off the image on the hard drive. The kernel on the CD has to be the same as the kernel on the hard drive. If it's not, it won't work. So if I'm remastering and one of the things that I'm going to do is change the kernel, the first thing I'm going to have to do after remastering is I'm going to have to burn that ISO to the hard, to a CD. Then from there on, I could use the boot from, you know, to test it for further changes. When you boot up, yeah, NOPX, boot from equals, you know, dev hd blah 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 path to the ISO. Yeah.
So the catch when you do is you build it, you burn the CD, and then you boot the CD to the boot.
Right. If you're changing the kernel. Are there any questions? Well, we're just about out of time. I hope everyone was able to glean something from my... Thank you. Again, I'm at booth 8. If you have any questions, stop by, pick up some NotMid CDs, register to win a HDTV tuner card from the PCHDTV folks. Thank you.
I never was basic kernel.